This is part two of the FinTech Files episode with Alex Tan, principal at Information Venture Partners. George and Alex go on a deep dive into the technology of governance risk and compliance, and some of Alex's investments in the sector.
And we're going to talk in particular about StrikeGraph, but it's mainly about this industry of governance, risk, compliance. Why are you excited about it?
Based on our market research and 20 plus year history investing in FinTech and software companies selling to these industries, certainly by now, 2021, and certainly over the last several years, every software company selling to these end markets has come across a security questionnaire, has come across vendor and risk due diligence, and has certainly heard of SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or these acronyms that may appear confusing, but all are required to pass the security review in an enterprise sale. And we believe this industry is really, really exciting because what our observation is that there hasn't really been a software vendor, a GRC, governance risk and compliance vendor, that has served the markets of fintech startups, other technology companies, managed service providers, small and large, that are selling to these industries. And the software vendors today have largely been centered around mid-market and enterprise organizations that already have perhaps some compliance DNA, some compliance headcount, and or the budget to be able to complete a SOC 2 ISO 27001 relatively seamlessly. Of course, there needs to be a system of record to, you know, store the kind of proof of work needed to obtain those certifications. Yet that software hasn't really existed until recently for the SMB market, for the lower mid-market, all types of companies that are now selling to these large industries where perhaps a decade before you wouldn't touch a startup. That's not the case today. And so we've pulled our own companies, our own portfolio. We found that universally, everyone is going through this pain point, and nearly universally, everyone has obtained or is obtaining a SOC 2. The way they do it today is through expensive consultants or even their own auditing firm, to the extent they're using a Big Four or someone else, who's charging them quite a lot of money for what they're doing, and certainly for the stage of the business that they're servicing. And it takes a number of months, so 3 to 6 months to get a SOC 2 Type 1, and then another several months to get a Type 2. Now, software is well suited to, you know, be able to serve these markets, just given the ICP of the buyer, they're already familiar with software, they're already handling kind of sensitive customer data. And this is where StrikeGraph and others come in, where they provide the ability for these companies to establish a compliance program that's fitted to their organization that allows them to quickly and obtain and maintain security certifications such as SOC 2, such as ISO 27001, and if you're in healthcare, HIPAA. And this really helps unlock the revenue opportunity that they can obtain, and also allows them to accelerate through sales cycles. But really important, I mean, most importantly, it helps them obtain the proper foundation of security and compliance that we believe is going to be unanimous a requirement across startups today and tomorrow that are being built and serving these industries. So we believe their StrikeGraph is at the precipice of something incredibly substantial and enduring over the next decade.
Yeah, really eye-opening. So to recap, we're talking about this B2B software and in particular fintech, which we know is huge because there's so much to be done in financial services. And there's another trend which we start seeing is that or at least young startups, they can be funded quickly and grow very quickly, can now potentially also access much bigger companies and that can be their first client. But you're telling me that in order to do that, there's probably some key certification or some kind of paperwork that I need to show in order to even start the discussion. Is that what we're talking about?
In many cases, absolutely correct. In fact, in RFPs and sales processes, having a SOC 2 that's audited, and all SOC 2s are audited by a CPA, an independent certified public accounting firm, allows them to really circumvent, to some extent, the massive security and risk questionnaires that are being thrown at them. Or even if they get those questionnaires, StrikeGraph solution allows these companies to generate answers to those questionnaires using artificial intelligence technology powered by StrikeGraph. And the benefits of using StrikeGraph are well beyond just obtaining SOC 2, but it's just having the right, putting the right foundation in place to help unlock future revenue opportunities, but at the same time, maintain compliance in an organization. And we've got a number of bank LPs, as I mentioned, and all of these bank LPs are working with startups more so than ever before. And previously, it was unreasonable for, it could be viewed as unreasonable or highly a high active, large task to get them to go through these long and daunting security questionnaires. But with SOC 2 being the de facto standard now for compliance and data management, these organizations are now comfortable, increasingly comfortable with asking for certification, that attestation technically, to these startups. So they're just, it's creating a cottage industry that's just exploded. There's a ton of market pull. StrikeGraph has experienced it itself being growing very rapidly from a prototype and being founded in 2020 last year to having just explosive growth today. And that got us a lot of conviction. And we recently led its Series A that was announced a couple months ago.
Suddenly that feeds into things that I've heard so many times in the industry for Inhumans: digitization, moving to the cloud, things like that, that everybody says, oh, you need to, it's kind of almost a cliche that you need to do it, but people are dragging their feet, but they're dragging their feet for potentially good reasons, such as those risks associated with that. So does that play into that trend as well?
Absolutely. The companies that StrikeGraph and other vendors serve in this market are oftentimes startups or service providers that are touching and, or transmitting customer data on the cloud. And these certifications help these organizations demonstrate they have proper data management practices for handling data in the cloud. And so as banks are and other enterprises are increasingly adopting cloud software, moving to SaaS away from on-prem and custom build, we believe this certification, the need for the certification and attestation will become increasingly table stakes in the years to come.
Yeah, I'm trying to place myself from the point of view of the banks. And it seems like people seem to think almost it's silly that they don't adapt the cloud, but it's actually so often for many good reasons. And therefore I could see how it's a key piece in the puzzle. And now going to StrikeGraph. So could you tell us a bit about what's the process, what actually they do in order to deliver those results?
They've got really strong technology from a product perspective, and they also have really strong people from a customer success perspective. And I'll dive into both and why the intersection of the two is really important. From a product and technology perspective, they allow organizations to set the proper foundation to obtain security certifications, but they do so in an agnostic manner. And what I mean by that is there's not a module for just SOC 2. There's not a module just for ISO 27001. The data model and product that they've architected interlinks all of the above, such that if you're moving from ISO 27001 to SOC 2 and vice versa, and maybe you need HIPAA or PCI DSS, all the controls, all the proof of work that you've been able to demonstrate within StrikeGraph, that you have a proper kind of compliance program, all the metadata that is encapsulated in that process is extendable to other certifications. So it's really a certification agnostic vendor, whereas unlike some of the other consulting firms, which sell you a SOC 2 module and sell you a SOC 2 process. But if you need to get ISO 27001, guess what? That's going to cost more money. That's going to cost more time. Where in reality, the controls that are identified in the SOC 2, many of which actually overlap with ISO 27001, and they've built the product in such a way where there's no gotchas from a customer perspective and in the form of additional costs to get additional certifications. And even though fundamentally there are a lot of similarities amongst many the other certifications, but they've really built it in a way where you're building a true holistic compliance program that's fitted to the organization. SOC 2 is more subjective than one believes if you were an outsider. There are actually many ways to pass an audit for SOC 2, whereas some of the other consulting vendors or technology vendors probably have a more templatized way of getting to the SOC 2, but that may not bode well with the processes and systems you have in place today to manage data, right? So you come into the instance where some vendors, to the extent you're not using StrikeGraph, you have to force fit your process and technology to their systems and processes. And that's an unnatural feeling that adds additional friction, that additional delay in getting what you ultimately need as a socket unlock revenue or demonstrate compliance. As I mentioned earlier, These GRC vendors serving the small business and lower mid-market organizations, many of these customers don't have the compliance DNA or headcount or budget to go ahead and hire an outside consultant and instead rely on StrikeGraph. Because what StrikeGraph has is not just the product and technology, but they also have a really strong customer success team rooted in these problems. Some of these folks have come from industry, have worked for an auditing firm in the past, or another service provider that has, and they've been on the other side of the table. And now that within StrikeGraph, they have touch points with our customers fairly regularly, especially if they're in the middle of the process of getting a SOC 2, and of course, less regularly if they're not. And they really just help them achieve, answer questions they have, help them really just become successful. And so far, they've had a 100% audit pass rate. The customers has had a 100% audit pass rate, which is just phenomenal. Just, we believe that's a leading indicator of customer stickiness and retention in the years to come.
So if I understand, they're again abstracting all the complexity, and there's a lot of technology, but eventually to provide a complete solution, there also has to be a bit of things that are not completely scalable, people giving advice and things like that, but it's all in one.
Yes, some vendors leave you hanging. Some vendors assume that you have this level of competency, which in reality you don't have, or you're just learning on the fly. And that defeats the purpose of using a vendor for a lot of people, that, right, because you don't have that time savings and efficiency savings if you have to go figure it out yourself, even though you've subscribed to software from a vendor. But what our approach at StrikeGraph has been, why would we leave them hanging? Why don't we help them get ready? And it's actually not a heavy lift. The software itself is built in such a manner where a lot of it self-serve and a lot of it makes sense. But imagine going through a security certification yourself that you've never heard of, and you need to get it in 60 days. Otherwise, that customer will go away. That's daunting for a lot of people. But so we firmly believe at StrikeGraph that we need to be there for our customers, especially during that crunch time where they are going through an audit or they're preparing the materials for that audit. That's where we need to be there the most. And obviously we don't need to be there as active and proactively for them outside of that, but we obviously still maintain strong connectivity where needed.
I see that StrikeGraph is a fairly young company and has achieved a lot in about a year and a half. Could you tell us about their process and how they build the product?
Absolutely, you're right. They are a young company. They were founded in early 2020 and have been virtual for first, given the COVID-19 pandemic. And I really admire how intentional they were in building kind of the product that's live today. For the better part of 2020, they spent a disproportionate amount of time interviewing prospects, identifying folks that would effectively become customers of the solution. But what they've then from being scrappy was a prototype that was just hanging off an off-the-shelf third-party kind of database you could buy and use for cheap. But they mix that with services to really understand what are needed and what requirements and features are requested by their customers. And that really informed the product build that was happening behind the scenes. And soon after that, in late 2020, they built a multi-tenant SaaS version of their product, started onboarding customers from this program, but as well as customers outside of that program onto its product. But by doing so, they effectively built a product that by definition was needed by a large segment of the market that based on their sample size, we believe exhibits the characteristics of. And so they onboarded those customers from that program very quickly. They were able to onboard new customers, new prospects very quickly. This was a pain point that resonates with many young companies and companies transitioning to the cloud. And sales cycles are very efficient in closing deals in a matter of weeks or a month or two even. And that really just demonstrates the market pull that StrikeGraph has been a beneficiary of, but also demonstrates how thoughtful they've been with building product, because it resonates so quickly with the prospects, with these buyers, and allows them to move so quickly through the sales cycle and buying journey.
Yeah, that's really interesting from a, let's say, marketing point of view as well, and growth point of view, because marketing is almost unnecessary here because of the way they approach the product, rather than, okay, we have a great idea and then try to market it the best way you can, build exactly what your customers need.
Sometimes that feels like a novel concept today. Yes, with all the startups that we have here. And I'm saying that, of course, just tongue in cheek, but yeah, they've really listened to their to the market that they're serving and has built a product that they love and are rapidly adopting.
That also makes me think of something I've seen recently that I hope I'm not too off the mark, but something like 40% of Series A are spent on advertising on Facebook and Google. It goes directly into the big guys' pockets. So I guess this is not the case there, and they have a much more efficient way to approach and onboard new customers.
They do have they and others in the market are the beneficiaries of this market pull, because it's not a foreign concept trying to explain to a startup why you need SOC 2 and how our software and people can help you achieve that. At the same time, though, it is a massive opportunity where companies who rapidly capture that can grow and scale to become very large businesses. And StrikeGraph is not the only one going after this market. We're not ignorant in that assessment. And so at the same time, we do need to spend and bring awareness to the market, not on SOC 2, but as much as kind of StrikeGraph and why we're different from the others. And that's every young company will be doing that regardless of what they're selling. We're hopeful in seeing kind of the brand awareness of StrikeGraph increase in the months.
And if I may ask, how does the marketing role, are they at the stage where they have someone dealing with that, or is it too early?
Yeah, it's a year and a half year old company, or kind of roughly 25 people. And we brought on our first in-source head of marketing only a few short months ago, and she's hit the ground running. There's a lot of good ingredients here to work with, obviously, and she's been impactful already. And part of our model as a venture capital firm is being able to shape and coach and advise our teammates and our CEOs inside these companies. And as I mentioned earlier, we have an executive in residence that was as a serial CMO, has worked for as a CMO for an early hire for companies such as Cvent and Receipt Bank and other health tech companies. And so he knows marketing cold inside and out. And so we're also leveraging his expertise, and StrikeGraph is leveraging his expertise and advice and helping establish the foundation for a scalable and successful marketing.
Mm, yeah, it's so interesting, especially in this B2B, very technical software where marketing is not often in the DNA of the founders. And I found it's always a very tricky question. And who do you hire for marketing and when? Very interesting to have your insights on that. To conclude, I would like to see your outlook and what are you most excited about in the future?
For StrikeGraph or for...
Let's talk about StrikeGraph first, and then maybe I'll extend it to information venture part.
Sure. I can answer that question twofold. For StrikeGraph itself, you know, we recently led and announced our Series A investment in that organization, and I sit on the board of that business. And it's growth. They've clearly been able to capture significant market demand already, being a year and a half year old business, already raising a Series A. So it's growing deeper in all fronts, but deeper into the customers that they already know they can win, SMB and mid-market that are selling B2B software and health tech, fintech, you know, et cetera. But also going deeper and getting step function growth and doing so via channels and partnerships. And so perhaps partnering with bigger software companies that would be natural integration partners with StrikeGraph and vice versa for that step function growth, or even partnering with service providers who may be able to offer a service like StrikeGraph to their and constituents at a discount or with some sort of package. So these are kind of all really interesting ideas to think about growth, both directly from an inside sales front, as well as indirectly through channels and partnerships. Product velocity is incredibly important here, and these standards do update from time to time, and the interpretation of which can be kind of is fluid. Keep shipping product, keep shipping code is just an area that we want to continue to double down on. They've been really good at it so far, and would encourage them to continue to do so. And you know, ultimately, there's no winner in this market yet, and so pace is really important here, and getting the right people, right leadership team members well-equipped to tackle these large market opportunities and or bringing in additional team leaders at some point in the future as the company grows to tackle other areas of the market and other areas of the technology will be incredibly important, because there is no winner, as I mentioned. And we believe that StrikeGraph can be one of these modern GRC platforms for an unserved market today. And from an information venture partners perspective, taking a step out of compliance for a minute, because I know we spoke a lot about that. We've traditionally invested in companies that are selling to financial services. But we're seeing that fintech is everywhere now. Fintech is not just being offered by the core banking companies like Fiserv and FIS and you know, TSYS and all these other, Jack Henry, but is being offered and unbundled now by startups like the ones in our portfolio, like LendingFront and others, who are delivering really strong capability that the cores are just weak in or haven't made enough investment in. But at the same time, we're seeing financial services not being procured and obtained by customers like you and I, or small businesses at a branch anymore. They're or at a discrete location, or online banking, financial services can be purchased and consumed in many different means. You think about the rise of these POS companies and these other systems of record and engagement, these customer platforms where users and SMBs are spending a lot of time in already, and trust them with their data and trust them as a system of record and engagement. Why not offer them the ability to offer financial services that are directly consistent with the value proposition that's being offered to by its core product? You're starting to see startups that are enabling the kind of delivery of financial services with these to these organizations. At the same time, to the banks and incumbents' credit, they are recognizing that and are increasingly partnering with these technology enablers or other fintech companies to help weaponize the delivery of financial services to the broad market, not just within their kind of four walls. So the banks are also recognizing that, and the asset managers, insurance companies, et cetera, are also recognizing that and are playing offense as well, not only modernizing their internal operations, but also being able to partner with these fintech organizations to deliver the value that they've worked so hard to kind of develop and build to a broader market of customers that previously may not have thought about utilizing an incumbent financial institution.
Yes, it's definitely, to paraphrase another interview with Henry Erslineer, it's the most exciting time to be in the financial, for the financial industry. I never thought I'd say that when I left the financial industry 10 years ago, but we're definitely into that. So thank you so much for highlighting this and telling us about the StrikeGraph and your activities. And also definitely I would commend you for making governance, risk and compliance, known now as GRC, a very exciting topic. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you, George, for having me. It was a pleasure to speak with you today.